if you think of it, when it opened in September of 1885, it was designed by a very prominent architect, Edmund G. Lind. And Lind had begun his practice in New York City, had practiced in Baltimore, and designed the Peabody Institute along with other churches in Baltimore. And then he moved his practice to Atlanta in the 1880s and began to design buildings. And two of his most prominent buildings are the Gwinnett County Courthouse that we're here in front of, and then Central Presbyterian Church, which is across the street from the Georgia State Capitol. And it's designed in what I call Victorian Romanesque style. It has those great rounded arches at the entrance and above the entrance, and the use of brick, and those were features of the medieval Romanesque style. And as is typical of this period, there's this great clock tower on this building, and that's a feature that you'll find in other courthouses around the metropolitan area.
And this one looks like it's still working.
Yes.
In addition to the ornate clock tower, this courthouse has another unique feature, which we're actually standing right beneath. Could you describe this?
Yes, John. It's a circular exterior stone balcony, and it extends from the second floor of the courthouse, overlooking what's around the courthouse, which is the courthouse square.
Of course, when we see balconies on rather public buildings, we always maybe think of the royal family in Great Britain and their appearances on the balcony. What was the purpose of this balcony?
Well, it's a wonderful reminder of the function of the county courthouse in Georgia politics, because this is where the votes of the county were managed and where politicians who were seeking to get the support of the local sheriff and the local county commissioner, they would come to court votes, and they would also then come here to deliver speeches. So this wonderful little balcony is a chance for a speaker to be above a crowd. There could be a barbecue here on the yard, which was an important feature at the time, to attract people, free food, and then grand speeches could be given. And the other local lore has it that this balcony was used when they were calling individuals to be jurors in cases that were being heard here in the courthouse.
So no little slip of paper in the mail. It was very public. Everyone knew you were being called in.
Yes. But there's a really busy docket when the court was in session, and the newspapers give a wonderful account. There was a dispute with a prominent cotton factor, and the newspaper reported that a host of lawyers from Atlanta are expected. And when the case was heard, there were also criminal cases, one a bigamist, a second a shooting, and a third a murderer.
So quite a cast of characters. Are murder and mayhem currently the order of the day in the historic Gwinnett County Courthouse?
No, John, as the population of the county ballooned in the 1880s and a new courthouse was built. So after 1992, it was designated the historic Gwinnett County Courthouse, and it became a home of the County Historical Society, and the Department of Parks and Recreations administers these spaces now, which are available as rentals for weddings and concerts and conferences and other special events.
So when this building was constructed, at least from a Georgia standpoint, this was the wild western frontier.
Well, when this county was created, it was the wild western frontier. When this building opened in 1885, it showed two things. One, that there was sufficient prosperity here in Gwinnett County to build this marvelous Victorian structure. And secondly, in order to get it built, it had to get an architect from Atlanta. And when there were big cases here, it would be a host of Atlanta lawyers that would come out to try them.
Dr. Crimmins, the vast majority of our conversations are very Atlanta-centric. So I'm sort of wondering, for those of us that are residents of the greater metropolitan Atlanta area, what significance does this spot have in the overall timeline?
Well, in the overall timeline, the county seats like Lawrenceville and Decatur predate Atlanta. So what made possible Atlanta was the coming together of the railroads. And so from the 1840s onward, Atlanta then became the city in the region.